The lawsuit alleges around half of the pre-approved funding for four Madison research efforts has been terminated by the National Institutes for Health. The projects focused on studying coronavirus vaccine development and how the virus replicates. Other studies focus on mental health disparities among transgender teens and social media's impact on youth mental health. A filing from the university's Chancellor for Research says UW-Madison hasn't experienced this level of unexplained delays before under Democratic or Republican administrations. In a statement issued Friday, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call accused the Trump administration of sabotaging research and said it doesn't have the authority to unilaterally decline grants approved by Congress. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.